Iraq's biggest Sunni Arab political party says the killing shows, quote, the situation's getting worse day after day. Iraqi security officials say a roadside bomb meant for a Shiite politician's convoy narrowly missed him. George Bush admits that seniors are facing what he called daunting choices on Medicare's new prescription drug benefit. But he's urging recipients to get help and not to give up on the coverage. Enrollment for the plan began a month ago for coverage that starts in January. However, many seniors are having a hard time choosing among sometimes up to 40 different private plans being offered. Former President Jerry Ford's in the hospital. A spokesman says Ford had a horrible cold and still isn't over it. He was admitted to a hospital in Rancho Mirage, California, for a routine medical test, they say, and he should be released tomorrow. Ford is 92 years old, the nation's oldest living former president. African Americans in the U.S. are far more likely than whites to live in neighborhoods with the highest levels of air pollution. That's the finding from an AP study of government data. The analysis of Environmental Protection Agency figures found that in 19 states, blacks were more than twice as likely as whites to live in areas where air pollution seems to pose the greatest health dangers. The analysis also found residents in neighborhoods with the highest pollution scores also tend to be more poor, less educated, and more often unemployed than people living elsewhere. A student in Pennsylvania is off the hook after the American Civil Liberties Union defended his right to wear a political T-shirt to school. Chris Keanu's T-shirt had a photo of George Bush and the words "International Terrorist." A security guard at his high school north of Philly told him to take it off. He refused. Chris says he's well-versed in the First Amendment. He says he knew right off they had no legal standing to deny him wearing the sweatshirt. The principal says after hearing from the ACLU, school officials realized the shirt, while perhaps offensive to some, did not violate the school's dress code. It had no references to sex, drugs, ethnic intimidation, or explicit language. Chris says now he's wearing the shirt to school and nobody gives him a hard time. This is Air America Radio News.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. 5-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649. How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list.
It saved our business that OmniTech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to OmniTech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With OmniTech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now, 800-936-6132.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Molloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm watching MSNBC right now out of the corner of my eye, and I swear I see Brian Williams doing for George Bush what Monica did for Bill Clinton. No, it couldn't be. Could it? Nah, not on family television. We have some clips from the interview conducted by Brian Williams with President Chucklenuts that we're going to play for here in just a moment. Speaking of Chucklenuts, his wife, Laura, was in Gulfport, Mississippi for the 48th time. I don't know, it's been a lot since the hurricane. And she urged parents in Gulfport, Mississippi to cling to normal holiday practices as families are trying to recover from Hurricane Katrina there and coping with family members who are caught in Bush's murder machine in Iraq. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being the spouse, in most cases the wife, of a soldier, and you live in the Gulf area, and your home has been destroyed, and of course your husband is over there fighting for the... for the freedom of the Iraqi people. And at home, you and your three children are living in a tent. Wow. Anyway, Laura was down there to cheer everybody up. And she met with children and parents at a Naval Construction Battalion Center. And she said, there are still lots of people not spending Christmas in their homes, but I encourage families to have all the same traditions anyway. Now, I know. If one of the traditions was hanging a stocking on the mantle and your mantle was splintered and, oh, well, you know, what are you supposed to do? If you're living in a car, hang your stocking on the dashboard of the car? Would that work, Laura? She said to people during stops, oh, and she was accompanied by Santa, during stops in New Orleans and Mississippi, why wasn't she accompanied by someone being Jesus? You know, keep Christ in Christmas. There's a war on Christ. There's a war on Christ. Oh, well. So she stopped in New Orleans and Mississippi and in Gulfport. She said, try not to be sad. I guess she was addressing the adults. It's very important for your children. Be happy. Be happy like I am. She recommended that the adults might have to reach out to, you know, family service groups and counseling services if needed. That is, if any are left standing in the devastated hurricane area. You adults have to be happy. Come on now, buck up. Come on, come on. Have you seen the tour of the White House? Well, you haven't? You haven't seen the White House Christmas? Well, she showed a short movie to the children called A Very Beasley Christmas. Now, that's about the Bush crime family's two Scottish terriers, Barney and Miss Beasley. This is the film with cameos of President Bush and other members of this murderous regime, and it shows off the White House holiday decor as it tells the tale of Barney becoming jealous when his sister gets more attention than he gets. Now, can you imagine? You're just a little kid sitting there, and home consists of a pile of rubble, broken glass, shards of metal. A space where your bed used to be is now just covered in filthy, filthy swamp water. But look here! Look in the White House with Santa and Ms. Laura. Ms. Laura come down here with Santa Claus to talk to us chillin'. Isn't that nice of Ms. Laura? Ms. Laura, you wife, I mean, you folks sure enough do know how to live. I wish we had things like that. But that's okay. We got love. We have Jesus down here in the bayou. But we would love to have things like you got, Ms. Laura, like electricity. Like lights and maybe some heat. Miss Laura, it got down to 41 degrees this morning here in New Orleans. That's cold, Miss Laura. Were you that cold, Miss Laura? You were? My goodness. I can't stand this. The trip marked the seventh time that Pickles has sashayed her useless ass into communities affected by these hurricanes, where not only are they dealing with destruction and death and no reconstruction and no place to live, but their fathers are off committing murder in the name of her husband. Or their fathers are off being murdered in the name of her husband. Or their fathers are off being maimed and wounded and injured in the name of her husband. Jesus Christ, do these people have no bottom-out point where they stop this and start acting like human beings? Well, no, Mike. This is the Bush crime family. It's astonishing.
Now, Mike, everyone can have a happy holiday season free from all sorts of nasty and unnecessary emotions like sadness, and anger, and fear, and anxiety through the wonders of modern pharmaceuticals. So listen, kids, just deck that dashboard, share a cup of kindness and a bottle of Xanax with the underprivileged minority friend of your choice this weekend, and you too can experience the ultimate joy of a detached and unresponsive holiday season. Works for me.
Laura spent nearly an hour at the CB Center in Gulfport, Mississippi, where children ranging in age from preschoolers to pre-teenagers made Christmas ornaments out of paper and beads and cotton balls. Nothing like you'd find at the White House, of course, but it's very cute and quaint, isn't it? Why, looky here. Miss Laura, come over here and looky here what our children have made. Now, all we gave them was some paper and some old muddy, rusty beads and some of them old cotton balls. But Miss Laura, look here. Look what our children have made. Isn't it? Do you like that? Huh? Many of these children witnessed the destruction of their homes and the ending of their neighborhoods. When Katrina blew ashore August 29th, this is December 13th, and they're still living under fabric tents in the muck and the mud. And here comes Laura Bush. Hi, kids. I have a movie called A Very Beasley Christmas. It's about our family's two Scottish Terriers. Now, you little vagrants wouldn't know what a Scottish Terrier is, as one came up and bit you on the ass. But they're doggies. They're doggies. And as you watch the movie, I want you to see how nice the White House looks. Do you like all the fruit on the table there? Look at all the flowers. Look at the Christmas trees. Aren't they beautiful? All those gifts. all the little chocolate Santas, the candy canes. And what do you go home to? What are you staying in, little Johnny?
I live in a 1978 station wagon.
Uh-huh. Good God. Do you have a puppy? Look at our puppies here. Do you see our puppies here in the BZ? See that one there? That one there is Barney, and that one there is Miss Beasley. Did you have a puppy? Did it live through the hurricane? It didn't. It got dead. My, don't be depressed now. Put on a happy face. Be like my husband and me. We love Christmas. Any of you adults want some of my Valium?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Your Day Screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. So over at Democratic Underground, on one of the threads there, a post by Coco, K-O-K-O-01, Coco-01. And Coco-01 asks a fairly simple question. Shouldn't Laura Bush have supported a Toys for Tots type thing for the hurricane kids? Coker writes, I can't think of any Democratic First Lady who wouldn't have put together a program for helping those in the Gulf still living in tents. Jackie Kennedy, Lady Bird, Rosalynn Carter. I can't speak for them, but First Ladies used to spearhead campaigns to help the needy. Certainly Laura could have worked with foundations and her wealthy friends to do something for the kids down there. Private investment is what they're all about. Yet not a word for thousands suffering on the Gulf. Some of us DUers, Coco writes, who have been around through a few presidents, must remember when First Ladies weren't just showing off the fresh blooms on the all things bright and beautiful White House tree. It's as if no one exists for them, and the media never calls them on it. I guess folks are more concerned about Donald Trump and the lifestyles of the rich and famous to care. Well, Coco-01, I hate to rain on the parade, but the Bush crime family, and I know you meant it ironically, but the Bush crime family, there's no such thing as offering comfort or nurturing or trying to be the national mommy and daddy. You know, to some extent, that's what the president and the first lady are supposed to be, the national mommy and daddy. So that when there are moments that require a cuddle, metaphorically speaking, or a kind word, the national mommy and daddy can rise to the occasion, unless it happens to be these two drug addicts. I wonder if Laura has figured out the name of the hurricane that destroyed Gulfport, Mississippi, and brought all these little chillin into such a terrible, terrible position for children. Oh, but buck up. Buck up, little chillin. It's all right. Jesus loves you. Do you want to see my movie about Miss Beasley again? Do you want to see what happy people, how they share a Christmas? I want you to look at the White House. Now, as the doggies go running around, did you have a doggie? Did it get hit in the head by flying debris and get decapitated? That's a big word, isn't it? Decapitated. That means its little head got ripped off. Maybe you can find a new doggie out there in the swamps. You know, unless the snakes and the alligators that came crawling up as a result of the flooding ate them all. You are cute little kids. Come on over here so I can scratch your heads, because you know that brings good luck. Come here. Let me scratch your head. Ooh, does that feel good? You like that? It's so sick. What? You say your doggy got disassembled? No, no, no. That means to not tell the truth. How do they do it? How do these people do it? How do they do it? The president of St. Bernard Parish said that more than 3 months after, this is in New Orleans, more than 3 months after thousands of people were blown away by Hurricane Katrina, they still haven't provided, they being this corrupt, filthy, degenerate, murderous Bush crime family. They still have no place to live. The president of St. Bernard Parish, Henry Jr. Rodriguez, told CNN today, "We got a serious situation in St. Bernard Parish. We got people living in tents and automobiles. We got people living in barns. We got people living in tents. This is the beginning of winter. This is unacceptable. The temperature this morning was 41 degrees. There is a site," Rodriguez said, "with 50 to 55 trailers operational, and another may be able to handle 45 trailers within a couple of days, but the 100 or so trailers fall short of the 12,000 needed for the number of people estimated to return home in St. Bernard Parish." You remember St. Bernard Parish. That's where that poor man got on there and cried about his co-worker's dead mama, kept calling, "You going to come and get us today? We're trying, mama. You going to come and get us today? We're trying, mama." You remember St. Bernard Parish, don't you, Truth Seeker? Adding to Rodriguez's frustration is the fact that 1,400 trailers are sitting unused in St. Bernard Parish because FEMA has not agreed to pay for them. There are 5,000 FEMA trailers sitting in Arkansas, but FEMA hasn't decided to pay for them. There are 125,000 trailers ready to be delivered, but FEMA has not decided to pay for them. Now, come on, chillin', don't be sad. This is the day of our Lord. I want you to get in your car and decorate that dashboard. Yeah.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? "The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion." If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
You be the judge.
New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
We've investigated every single complaint against the detainees and the allegations by people who were held in detention, people who hate America, people that have been trained to disassemble. That means not tell the truth.
But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
Searching for my lost sugar and salt. 25 before the hour. Female. Due respect, but the man who cried about his co-worker's mother's horrific death was Aaron Broussard, president of Jefferson Parish. Thank you. It wasn't the parish that I said, St. Bernard, Jefferson Parish. All right, speaking of alcohol and Margaritaville, let's listen to a couple of clips from Brian Williams of NBC Nightly News, his interview last night with Mr. Bush following that Iraq speech yesterday in Philadelphia. I'll try to do this as straight as I can. The question is, Bush in a bubble. You remember one time he said, it's like being in a bubble. Brian Williams asked this question. Now, Mr. President, how do you wake up on a Monday morning? You expect him to say, what's your favorite color? I brought some visual aids. I have Newsweek in Time, Mr. President. Look, here's the cover of Newsweek. Look what they've done to you. Bush's world, the isolated president. President, can he change? And inside Time, it says, Bush's search for his new groove. Time magazine says you're out there talking to people. Newsweek says you're in here not talking to people. So, golly, what is the truth, Mr. President?
Well, I'm talking to you. You're a person.
This says you're in a bubble, and you have a very small circle of advisors now.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Do you feel in a bubble? No, I don't feel in a bubble. I mean, you feel in a bubble in the sense that I can't go walking out the front gate and go shopping like I'd love to do for my wife, although I may, and I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to buy her.
I understand that.
I feel like I'm getting really good advice from very capable people, and that people from all walks of life have, you know, informed me and informed those who advise me. And I feel very comfortable that, first time I've seen those magazines, by the way.
Now, do you read this kind of stuff?
No.
No. You don't read the Newsweeklies and all that?
I really don't.
Oh, well, there's a shocker. Huh, Brian? Almost makes you want to wet your pants, doesn't it, Brian? There's a real shocker. Do you read this kind of stuff? No. You don't read the Newsweeklies? I really don't. Ooh, let me clamp my knees together, Mr. President, because I just may pee all over myself with that bit of news. I get great advice from my advisors who give me great advice to whom I listen, some of whom are unindicted criminals like Cheney and Turd Blossom. Oh, by the way, it's the first time I'm seeing this magazine. What's the name of it? Timmy? Timmy? No, that's Time, Mr. President. Time. Oh, do you read this kind of stuff? No. You don't read the Newsweeklies? I really don't. You know, I like to go out the front gate and go shopping for my wife out the front gate. I'd like to go out the front gate and go shopping, you know, for my wife. And Brian Williams is right there, just moisture all over him. You know, he's just broken out in like a sweat. It's just dripping. So does Bush read anything? Inquiring minds still want to know. So Brian Williams says, wait. Once and for all. And I know you've had some fun with members of the press on this subject, you bad boy. Once and for all, how much television news do you really watch? Come on. How much do you read the morning papers? Come on, the news magazines. How much do you see in an average week? Come on.
Every morning I look at the newspaper.
See?
I can't say I've read every single article in the newspaper, but I definitely know what's in the news. Occasionally I watch television. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
That's
the case.
Yeah, that's okay.
Working at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As are you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm very aware of what's in the news. I'm aware because I see clips. I see
summaries.
I have people on my staff that walk in every morning and say, this is how I see it. This is what's brewing today.
But you yourself said to a reporter, I think it was Britt Hume, that you preferred to get the news orally from your aides.
Orally!
And that's one thing to look at it. I mean, I read the newspaper.
Okay.
And I can tell you what the headlines are.
Oh, good for you, genius! Oh, Jesus, I'm so proud of our president. He can tell you what the headlines are. Orally? Hold on just a second, Mr. President. Orally? Isn't that orally? You get what from who? Orally? What is it? What is it you get? This is how I see it. I see clips. I see summaries. I don't read them. I see them. I didn't read that summary from, well, was it August the somethingth about Bin Laden wanting to use airplanes to blow things up? I didn't read that one. So basically, your staff reads to you. That's what you're saying, right? You half-wit? That's okay. I read to Molly every day, too. Reading is good. Big Bear, what do you see? I see a flamingo looking at me. Flamingo, flamingo, what do you see? I see a camel looking at me. I can tell you what the headlines are. This is great. This is where Bush denies he's a racist. You can decide that one for yourselves. Mr. Williams says, and Mr. President, after the hurricane tragedy, I heard someone ask rhetorically. I heard someone somewhere. Where was it? Where did I hear that? I don't know. I heard someone ask rhetorically, what if this had been Nantucket, Massachusetts, or Inner Harbor, Baltimore, or Chicago, or Houston? Are you convinced, Mr. President, the response would have been the same? Was there any social or class or race aspect to your response?
You know, a couple of people, said Bush didn't respond because of race, because he's a racist, or alleged that. That is absolutely wrong, and I reject that. Frankly, that's the kind of thing that you can call me anything you want.
Really?
Do not call me a racist.
Okay, you dumb bastard. You rancid son of a bitch. What else can I say and not lose my license? You can call me anything you want, but don't call me a racist. Okay, let me see. You toad sucker. You murderer. God. You know, if he gets something orally there, Brian Williams may have stumbled on something. Maybe we can impeach him after all. Big trooper, what do you see? I see an improvised explosive device pointed at me. This one is probably my favorite of this oral thing that Brian Williams did for Bush. Williams asked him a rather simple question on mistakes in Iraq. And Bush can't remember the question. Listen to this. Williams says, a lot of people have seen in this series of speeches you're giving on Iraq a movement in your position. They call it an acknowledgement that perhaps the mission has not gone as it was originally planned, do you think? 3 points, Mr. President, that the U.S. would be welcomed as liberators, that General Shinseki, when he said this would take hundreds of thousands of troops in his farewell speech, might have been right, just might have been right. And third, that it wasn't a self-sustaining war in terms of the oil revenue. Do you concede any of those 3 points that, you know, things might not have gone as planned?
Review them with me again.
Number one, that we'd be welcomed as liberators.
I think we are welcomed, but it was not a peaceful welcome. There were some in society, the rejectionists and the Saddamists, and the terrorists that have moved in to stir them up, that said we're going to prevent a democracy from emerging.
Saddamists, those are like sodomites, right? There were some in society, rejectionists and the sodomites, and the terrorists that moved in to stir them up. We were welcomed. It just wasn't a peaceful welcome. Jesus Christ, Brian, what do you expect? We did get welcomed. Do you know how we got welcomed? We got 30,000 dead Iraqis. We got 16,000 wounded Americans. We got almost 2,200 dead Americans. What do you call that if not a welcome? What the hell's wrong over there at NBC? Jesus, don't you people get it? Now, I like you when you first came in here, Brian. You were getting all slathery and getting down on your knees. But, Jesus, what do you mean? Of course we were welcomed. What do you call a welcome? My goodness, Brian. You got to calm down now. We still have two more two more things to do here, you and me. Let me have Laura bring in a little punch. You want some punch? Pow! Ha ha ha, it's an old joke. I got that when I was at Yale.
Gloves and shoes, there's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy. As you stare at me vacantly, the lights are out, but I can't see. There's nobody home. Oh, no, there's nobody home.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Love it when you speak your mind. Nobody home. It's nice to have some quiet time. There's nobody home. The sign says there's no vacancy, but everything...
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Okay. Continuing very carefully to spell out each fragment of his three-part question for old Chucklenuts, Brian Williams continues with the second part of his question, and he asks again, was the force in Iraq, looking back, too small for the job?
I remember the debate at the time. I remember John McCain, for example, saying you needed more troops. But I relied upon the judgment of General Tommy Franks. I felt then and I felt now that we had the troop levels we needed. History will make that determination.
And how about the oil revenues?
You mean on the Iraqi side?
Yes.
Yes, they're not as great as we thought they'd be, yet they're substantial.
You mean on the Iraqi side? No, Chucklenuts. In China. No. In South Carolina. No. In the North Sea. History will make the determination. It doesn't take a historian to see the river of blood you've left in Iraq, you giggling killer. Now, you said I could call you anything I wanted, just don't call you racist. Okay, pig man. What about the oil revenues? Brian Williams wants to know. Oh, Brian, you're so fey. You really are. Oh, Brian! What about the oil revenues, Mr. President? Let's talk about the oil revenues, huh? Because I'm just a dumbass pretty face on NBC. You know, I work for NBC, you know? I took over for Tom Brokaw. I'm NBC. So, what about those oil revenues, you old devil, you? What about... You mean on the Iraqi side? Yeah, those ones. They're not as great as they thought we thought they'd be? Yet they're substantial? Really, is that right, huh? Where's the money going, Chucklenuts? Here's the last one. Listen to all the lies in this answer. Either they're lies or scary delusions. Either way, he's a dangerous man. He's an evil man. And I'm not talking about Brian Williams. Brian Williams is a jackass. Brian Williams says, do you believe this war was an elective on your part? Or did this have to come out of 9/11? Now listen to that question. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part? Huh? No trick question, George. I'm just Brian Dumbass Williams, and that's my question. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part?
Interesting question. Well, first of all, troops don't move unless I give the order. So from that sense, it was elective. I could have said, no, we'll try to, hope for the best with Saddam Hussein. Remember, at the time, we didn't know the facts on the ground. Everybody thought the guy had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody knew that he had used weapons of mass destruction and had provided safe haven for terrorists. I mean, those were facts. Whether or not it had to happen, it didn't have to happen since a human being made the decision. Whether or not it needed to happen, I'm still convinced it needed to happen.
You said again today, if you had it to do all over again, you'd do it
again
the same.
I would.
I wish there were lots more nations I could invade and destroy. Listen to this sick bastard. Everybody thought the guy had weapons of mass destruction. No, Colin Powell didn't. Dick Cheney didn't. These people are on the record, Chucklenuts. As a matter of fact, on that Mike Malloy program the other night, he read the quotes from those very people. We don't have to go to the surrender monkeys in France. We don't have to go to those crazy spaghetti eaters in Italy. We don't have to go to those rosary bead counters in Spain. We can just stay right inside your little bubble, your White House. Everybody was telling you, Chucklenuts, including the psychopath that now runs the Pentagon. Don't you remember right before the attack, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, on America on September 11th, they all gave testimony in front of a congressional committee? Saddam's not a threat. Iraq has no weapons. Nothing there. Hadn't had weapons in 10 years. There is no nuclear program. Don't you remember that, Chuckle Nuts? Huh? You don't? Apparently Brian Williams doesn't remember that. Brian Williams doesn't remember that at all. Do you believe this war was an elective on your part, Mr. President? Or did this have to come out of 9/11? Oh, Brian. Brian, somebody will take you out behind NBC and have a chat with you about the way you question a psychopathic murderer. Did this have to come out of 9/11? Brian, did you really ask that question? Huh, pretty boy, did you? Did you really ask that question? And the follow-up. After Bush says everybody thought this guy had weapons of mass destruction, everybody knew that he'd used weapons of mass destruction and had provided safe haven for terrorists. I mean, those were facts. And Brian Williams' incisive, insightful, penetrating, just Edward R. Murrow style question follow-up. You said today if you had to do it all over again, you would. Is that right, Mr. President? Huh? God, I love interviewing you, sir. Do you know what this does for my reputation? I can sit here and just... Do you like my hand on your inner thigh, Mr. President? Isn't that comforting? Isn't that nice? Do you like that? Huh? What was that we were talking about? You get what from orally? I don't know. It just... Ooh. Oh, don't do that!
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Eugene McCarthy, who has died at age 89, did not merely campaign against the Vietnam War in his historic 1968 challenge to Lyndon Johnson's presidency. He campaigned against the impulse to build an American empire. McCarthy argued that, quote, many of our problems today are the result of our unwillingness or inability in the past to anticipate what may be the shape of the world 20 years in the future. There is never a totally painless way to pull back from either unwise, ill-advised, or outdated ideas or commitments. But throughout history, mighty nations have learned the limits of power. McCarthy dismissed the current occupation of Iraq as, quote, a faith-based war, but he warned that the consequences would be agonizingly real for Americans. Referring to the Patriot Act, he explained that we haven't lost any of our liberties to the Iraqis yet, but we've had our own liberties curtailed. For more on Eugene McCarthy, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Coffer. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06. Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or...
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis are voting in 15 countries around the world in the elections for the new parliament in Iraq. Some of them say they want stability and an end to the violence in Iraq, but their ideas of how to get there were as divided as the communities back home in Iraq. Sunni Arab, Shiite, and Kurdish concerns reflected among many of the Iraqis living in neighboring countries in Europe and in the U.S. Sunnis at home and abroad largely shunned the January elections for an interim parliament that wrote the nation's constitution. The result was a legislature dominated by members of the Shiite Muslim majority and the strong Kurdish minority. This time, Sunnis in Iraq are pressing for a strong turnout in the voting to build their numbers in the 275-member legislature. Voting also appears heavy among Iraqis and mainly Shiite Iran, a close ally of the Shiite parties that control the current government in Baghdad. Hundreds lined up at a polling station in southern Tehran to cast ballots. And there are a half dozen sites in the U.S. where Iraqis were voting today. Most people in Iraq have to wait until Thursday to vote. This was the final day of campaigning, marked again by violence. Four U.S. soldiers died in a roadside bombing, and gunmen killed a Sunni Arab candidate for parliament. British defense officials say their troops could start leaving Iraq in months, but there is no set schedule. A spokesman for the Ministry of Defense says any pullout depends on when Iraqi forces are able to take the lead in security. The official denying a front-page story in the Times of London that said U.S. and British leaders have plans for starting to withdraw as early as March. The Pentagon said yesterday the number of U.S. forces could shrink after the election. A top general with Britain's 8,000-member forces in southern Iraq says commanders want to leave as soon as possible. Some critics of the U.S. military say they do not seem to have learned lessons from Vietnam about dealing with guerrilla warfare. The generals in the field in Iraq say they know that they're dealing with a smart, adaptable enemy. The generals here at home say they are adapting quickly to the rebel insurgents and the tactics they use. General William Wallace heads the Army's Training and Doctrine Command. He says knowledge of what's happening in Iraq and the battlefield can save lives, and he says the lessons learned are making their way into military classrooms in as little as 24 hours. Wallace says some of the most important lessons deal with IEDs, improvised explosive devices. But those explosive devices are still the number one killer of American soldiers in Iraq now. Military officials say three crew members were on a U.S. Navy helicopter that crashed in the Pacific off the coast of Colombia today. The helicopter was within sight of a frigate when it hit the water and didn't transmit a distress call. The commander of Colombia's Pacific Fleet says one of its Marine patrol planes is joining the U.S. Navy search. This is Air America Radio News.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. The Bush crime family is doing what it does best. It is trying to enlist its shills in the U.S. Senate now in passing a more totalitarian version of the Patriot Act that is, I think it's due... I think debate comes up sometime this week in the Senate. And I've been told that a bipartisan group of senators has agreed to fight against this Patriot Act, which brings me to Bob Barr. Bob Barr used to be a member of Congress. He was a federal prosecutor here for the North Georgia District. And then he ran for Congress from what used to be, I believe it was the old 7th Congressional District, which included parts of Cobb County, which is one of the most, if not the most, regressive counties that make up Metro Atlanta. There are some normal people that live out there for sure, but for the most part, Cobb County is, that's a home of the Christian Reconstruction Movement. That's a home of real crazy people, right-wingers that just froth at the mouth, neo-Nazis. Anyway, Bob Barr, who I think is a jackass. I don't like him, never have. He was one of the House managers when Clinton was impeached. He was one of the little puppets that marched across the Capitol Rotunda into the Senate chambers to present their evidence. He's a real ugly bastard. By that I don't mean what he looks like. He looks like a freak, but I'm talking about his soul. His soul is rotten. This guy is just no good as far as I'm concerned. Well, he's upset. He says that the Bush administration is in fact metamorphosing. Is that a word, Kathy? Into a totalitarian regime. Yeah, Bob Barr says there's a danger that recent developments of what the Bush crime family is doing, describe a trend of America slipping into a totalitarian society, and that the Bush administration is doing everything in its power to see that this really happens. He was interviewed by radio host Alex Jones. I'm sorry, I haven't heard that show. I know how to go hear it, but I haven't heard it. And in the interview, Bob Barr outlined where the country is heading. He said, several things on the Alex Jones show, he said, I think it's a real danger where we have the military becoming involved in all sorts of domestic matters, and we have the government being able to seize very private personal records of people without any suspicion they've done anything wrong. Uh, Barr made comments very similar to those of current Republican Congressman Ron Paul, who ran at one time years ago as a libertarian for president, but he decided to use the Republican. And I think Ron Paul hates Republicans, but he got elected using a Republican label. Ron Paul has stated that natural disasters could be used by the government as a pretext to abolish, for example, posse comitatus. But anyway, Barr went on to say, if we have the military involved whenever there's a windstorm, what? Rain? Or tornado? See, this is why I hate the bastard, you know, trivializing and minimizing genuine, horrific suffering. But anyway, let me continue. He says, and what we're doing is that we are undermining the entire basis on what our constitutional representative democratic form of government was founded. Oh, really, Bob? Is that the... Oh, really? Barr said that legislation like the Patriot Act and its reauthorization and expansion were more of a threat to the American way of life than any terrorist attack. Really, Bob? You ugly rat bastard, you did everything in your power to support the ascension of this criminal enterprise. You did, Bob. And now you're concerned? When the barricades go up, Bob, when they come for people, they're probably going to come for your ass first, because you are like Winston Smith. You're part of the machinery, and yet you don't believe in it. They're going to have you see 10 fingers when they hold up, too, Bob. He goes on to say, even when the leaders in Washington say we're not going to let the terrorists change our way of life, they're implementing policies that do precisely that. Really? Bob, you are so observant. God, you're astute. He goes on to say they're using people's fear of another terrorist attack to move forward with various government programs that the government has wanted to gather and put in place for many, many years. Really? And what was the firewall against that, you ugly, dumb bastard? It was, a couple of guys named Clinton and Gore, who were bad enough, but they weren't Hitlerites. Were they, Bob? He goes on to say, they're using the fear, which is now driving public policy in this country, which is very unfortunate and very un-American. Our leaders are shamelessly playing on that fear to implement and grab power. Bob. Now, Bob used to be, he may still be, on the board of the National Rifle Association. And talking about the Second Amendment, Barr mentioned the fact, this is, I love this, this makes me want to throw up blood. This makes me want to smash, it makes me want to uproot 300-year-old oak trees with my bare hands. This is how angry this makes me. Barr said that his position as a board member on the NRA enabled him to judge the difference between how the Clinton and Bush administrations approached the issue of the Second Amendment. Barr expressed his frustration about how the Bush administration was even more anti-Second Amendment than the Clinton administration. Now, let's hold on just a second. The Clinton administration was never anti-Second Amendment, but that was one of the lines used to jerk the knuckle draggers around. And Bob Barr was very good at using that line to jerk the knuckle draggers around. Clinton didn't give a tinker's damn about tampering with the Second Amendment. Please. But now Barr is saying, well, the Bush administration was even more anti-Second Amendment than the Clinton administration. He went on to say, it's my impression, to be honest with you, that this is confirmed by a lot of folks who are involved very heavily in regulatory matters involving firearms, that it is more difficult dealing with this administration than it was dealing with the prior administration. Oh, Bob. Now, as you may or may not know, Mr. Barr is working with the ACLU and try to prevent the sunset clauses of the Patriot Act from being renewed, which are going to happen this week. They are going to be renewed. Oh, there'll be some talk. We can't allow this to happen. Bat squeeze. So here's Bob Barr, right? Poor old Bob Barr, this old chuckle-headed freak. Bob Barr, who did everything in his power to undermine and destroy the Constitution of the United States, who did everything in his power
to paint liberals as haters of America, to paint Democrats as somehow being, termites eating at the foundation of this republic. And like a lot of us said 2 years ago, 4, 6, 8, 10 years ago, that the threat to America was not from the Soviet Union. It was not from Islam. It was not from Arabs. It was from the sick, degenerate, right-wing sons of bitches that exist right inside our own country. And now they're in power. So, Bob Barr, your whining makes me sick. Suck it up, pal. Suck it up. When the time comes, they're going to take you and that rock and roll dude and the rest of you who sit on the board of the NRA, you know what they're going to do to you? They're going to take you out someplace and execute all of you. Of course they are. Because you advocate gun ownership. And Hitlerites don't like the population to be armed. Now, I realize the Bush administration has been saying just the opposite. Well, if you vote for Al Gore, he'll come and get your guns, you dumb bastards. Which, of course, was not the case. It's Bush who's coming for the guns. And Bob Barr finally realized it. Hey, Bob, don't forget, when they come for you, there's no going back, Bubala. What good makes him act that way? He's such a right-wing pigeon from outer space. Sending to destroy the human race. He don't give a damn about you or me. He just buys guns and watches TV. Yo!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war.
21 past the hour. You're going to love this. CNN is reporting that... first of all, you know these phony elections are coming up in Baghdad on Thursday? I believe it's on Thursday. And I say phony because any election that is produced the way this one was produced is phony. Come on, let's be real. But what is going to be really weird to watch is what would normally be the real outcome. What would the real outcome be? Well, as our crack news media have been reporting in the past couple of days, the Sunnis, the religious leaders, have been saying to their followers, the Sunnis, go vote. Go vote. Because the expected outcome, even among the Shia, the only ones who wouldn't vote this way are the Kurds, but the expected outcome is that Iraq will become the Islamic Republic of Iraq, period. All this talk that Bush has about democracy, oh, blow it out your ass. There is no democracy in an Islamic Republic. There just isn't. Now, if folks want to govern themselves using the laws of the Holy Quran or Sharia, the Islamic law, fine, go for it. That's it's none of my business, frankly. And it's certainly none of the business of my military or my administration. Unless, of course, you happen to be sitting on huge reserves of oil, then it's my business. I'll kill your ass to get your oil. And I'll pretend like you're having an election. If the people of Iraq want to be the Islamic Republic of Iraq, which I truly believe they do, and what stopped it was all those years of this murderous dictating bastard Saddam Hussein. So what happens when they all go to the polls, the Iraqis who are registered to vote, and vote themselves an Islamic Republic? What happens then? Well, our enterprising Bush crime family has already thought of that. Here's what CNN is reporting. With the country's parliamentary elections slated for Thursday and early voting already underway, a truck carrying what are believed to be fake ballots was detained in the Iraqi border province of Wasit, the U.S. military said Tuesday. U.S. investigators were being sent to examine the ballots in Wasit, located on the Iranian border southeast of Baghdad. The truck's driver was Iranian, as was the truck's license plate, and an Iraqi Interior Ministry source said, authorities are investigating reports that other vehicles with possible fake ballots have been trying to cross the border into Iraq. Oh, please. Please. But the Bush crime family that has utterly and completely murdered democracy in the United States, representative government, come on, folks. Now, we can get it back, but it has been, you know, that's the wonder of the Christian mysticism. You know, once something is murdered, it can still be resurrected. And we're hoping for that for our system of representative government. But if it's been murdered here, and it has, what the Bush crime family is going to promote, allow, encourage, celebrate a free election in Iraq. Oh, Jesus God. And you know there are people out there in America who are going, yeah, they're going to have free elections. See, you damn liberals. See, this is what it was all about. They're going to have, I love Iraqis. I just want them all to have freedom like I do here in my church and in my neighborhood. You know, I just want them all to have freedom. Just so long as they don't, you know, vote in that Islamic thing. Wow. All right, almost finished. Just a couple more quick hitters here, and then I want to go to your phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270. If you're not online, get online, because we're going to do lots of phone calls here. Brokeback Mountain, have you been reading about that? The cowboys who fall in love with each other?
It stars Bush and Brian Williams, right?
It could be. There is a website called, what is it, the earnedmedia.org or something, I don't know. But there's an article here from Straight Talk Radio by the co-host, who identifies himself as a former homosexual and wife. Irene Bennett is the co-host, and the former homosexual is her husband. What's his name? Is it Bruce? I don't know. Here's what it says. The Marlboro man has succumbed to the homosexual agenda, and John Wayne must be turning over in his grave, said Irene Bennett, co-host of Straight Talk Radio. In response to the release of Brokeback Mountain, Stephen Bennett, there's his name, host of Straight Talk Radio, released the following statement. This movie sends a very dangerous message to America's youth, and especially married couples with a struggling spouse. I just spoke with a married man on the telephone who is contemplating leaving his wife and children. He says he's gay, and Brokeback Mountain has influenced his decision. I spent a lot of time with this man, telling him it's not what they're making it out to be. I know. I was there for 11 years.
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in The Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read The Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads The Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order.
call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Knocks me out. Out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Bang, 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 bang.
25 before the hour.
Boom, boom, boom.
Back to this blurb from Straight Talk Radio. Irene Bennett and her husband, Stephen Bennett, who says he was gay. He was gay. He was there for 11 years. I was a gay man, and now I'm a gay man killer, spiritually speaking, of course. I hate these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much? He goes on to say, believe me, his point is that Brokeback Mountain, about the two cowboys who have an affair and then decide that there's more there than just you know, one sweaty evening in a tent. And he's telling his audience that if you go see Brokeback Mountain, there are a whole clutch of married men who are just going to run screaming out of their marriages, grabbing for the first penis that they can see, which may or may not be true. But so what? Once again, this homophobia in the literal sense, this utter fear of homosexuality with these freaks is just bubbling up in this country.
Well, like Dr. James Dobson would say, they just need to go into the shower and take a quick look at each other's penises and they'll be straight as an arrow.
No, that's what he recommends for fathers and sons. You take two grown men and put them in a shower, look at each other's penises. It's going to be more than just, oh, really? You got more power than I got, Daddy. It's going to be more than that. Maybe. You know, maybe not. And that's B. A, who cares? Why are these people, you know, the same old, come on, Malloy, don't even go there. Why do these people give a damn who sleeps with who? Screw it. Anyway, this freak, Stephen Bennett, goes on to say, believe me, we can sadly expect to see a lot more men like former Governor Jim McGreevy of New Jersey not only resigning from their jobs, but from their wives and children and families. You dumb bastard, he didn't resign from his children and his families, you sick son of a bitch. He was driven out by the kind of homophobia that you are expressing. And he goes on to say, first they got in the door with Will and Grace. Then Queer Eye for the Straight Guy got in the door with Will and Grace. Oh, is that when queer stuff started, Kathy, with Will and Grace TV show?
No one was gay before Will and Grace.
Is that okay?
Right, Alexander the Great. Nah, no, it was all Will and Grace.
It started with Will and Grace. Is that, okay. First they got in the door with Will and Grace, then Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Now that people have been made comfortably numb, why, you son of a bitch, how dare you use two words from a Pink Floyd album? They're pushing the limits with this one, Stephen goes on to say. They're talking about Oscar potential for this movie. He says, first, I give it a thumbs down for its message. Second, I give it an Oscar, I agree, for the number one homosexual propaganda movie of the year. In the end, Stephen writes, don't be fooled. This movie is not a love story at all. Ask the real wives, children, and families whose lives have been destroyed as they have lived Brokeback Mountain. Personally, I would have made the movie from the wives and children's perspective and appropriately called it Heartbreak Hotel.
No gay people have ever won Oscars. Or been nominated, just, you know, FYI.
Stephen Bennett and his wife Irene host the daily half-hour program Straight Talk Radio. Stephen is the special issues editor on homosexuality for the American Family Association and has written commentaries for WorldNetDaily.com. Stephen Bennett is authoring his first book, I Was Gay, to be released in late 2006 by a national publisher. Irene has her first series of children's books being published dealing with gender affirmation, the first children's series of its kind. You know, I know you folks don't tune into this program to hear me say these sick sons of bitches again. I know it gets boring. I just can't believe that. I can't believe that. Can you imagine poor old Stephen Bennett here? Can you imagine poor old Stephen? Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. All right. And the last thing is from Randy, San Francisco. He writes, I took my 9-year-old son, a 9-year-old boy to the San Quentin protest against the execution last night. It was such a surreal sight. San Quentin bathed in floodlights, with Sausalito and San Francisco shining in the distance. He, my son, had read one of William's children's books in his English class at Buena Vista Elementary School earlier and knew who Williams was. I hope I did the right thing. I wanted to show him that there are many people who do have some heart and soul. The ghoulish part was the contingent of pro-death folks, and they're shouting, burn in hell, Tukey! Signs. Randy in San Francisco. California's executed. This is from Vienna, Austria. California's execution of Stanley Williams on Tuesday outraged many in Europe who regarded the practice as barbaric. And politicians in Schwarzenegger's native Austria called for his name to be removed from a sports stadium in his hometown. At the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI, top official for justice matters, denounced the death penalty for going against redemption and human dignity. Leaders of Austria's Green Party went as far as to call for Schwarzenegger to be stripped of his Austrian citizenship, a demand that was quickly rejected by Chancellor Wolfgang Schüssel, despite his government's opposition to the death penalty. Peter Pils, a Greens leader, said, whoever, out of political calculation, allows the death of a person rehabilitated in such an exemplary manner has rejected the basic values of Austrian society. In Schwarzenegger's hometown of Graz, local Greens said they would file a petition to remove his name from the southern city's sports stadium. A Christian political group went even further, suggesting it be renamed the Stanley Williams Stadium. In Italy, the country's chapter of Amnesty International called the execution a cold-blooded murder. In Germany, Volker Beck, a leading member of the opposition Green Party, expressed disappointment. Beck told the Zeitung online newspaper, Schwarzenegger's decision is a cowardly decision. London, Clive Stanford Smith, a human rights attorney specializing in death penalty cases, called the execution, quote, very sad, end quote. Stafford Smith said he was twice as old as when they sentenced him to die, and he certainly wasn't the same person that he was when he was sentenced. The mayor of Rome, Walter Veltroni, said the city would keep Williams in its memory the next time it celebrates a victory against the death penalty somewhere in the world. You see, Rome's Colosseum, once the arena for deadly gladiator combat and executions, has become a symbol of Italy's anti-death penalty stance. Since 1999, the monument has been bathed in golden light every time a death sentence is commuted somewhere in the world or a country abolishes capital punishment. And the last one. Mike, I have a unique position, or perspective, I should say, on the death penalty, one that I'd give anything not to have. A member of my family was murdered by a serial killer. All I can say is that the murder, in the end, strengthened my opposition to the death penalty. The man who killed my relative was schizophrenic. He killed five or six other people randomly. I completely understand the desire to get revenge. The gut reaction is that you want to beat the person to a pulp, but there is a difference between wanting revenge and taking it. My relative was a devout Catholic, as is most of the family. She was a beautiful person and would have given the man any of her worldly possessions. She would have done anything to help the stranger that drove her around town for hours before he killed her. But he took her life. She was a true Christian, and for a murder to be done in her name, would be an unimaginable disgrace to her memory. And then the writer's name, and she asked me not to read her name on the air. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones here. Let's start with let me see. Who do we start with, Gabby? Start with Justin in Texas. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I've been listening to your radio station for a long time now.
Well, thank you.
Well, I was going to start off with that Williams one thing. I am a Texan, and I do believe in the penalty, the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that should not happen. If you kill goringly, the term is goringly, you deserve the death. But if it's like accidental death, like car wreck or something like that, or accidental shooting, then I believe life.
Well, then you believe Bush should be executed, George Bush.
Actually, I believe Bush should be drugged through the streets of Afghanistan.
I guess that would be one form of execution. But you do believe, then, that Bush, who claims he's responsible for 30,000 deaths in Iraq, although some people say it's a lot greater, innocent civilians. I'm not talking about soldiers. I'm talking about innocent civilians. So you believe that Bush should be executed?
Well, I believe he should be tied to, what's his name?
Good Lord.
I mean, honestly, I mean, it's perfect coup, but I believe one thing.
Are you a Christian?
Baptist.
You're a Baptist?
Yeah.
Never mind. Let me ask you, do you believe when Jesus said, if your enemy smites you, turn the other cheek? Or do you believe the Old Testament, which is not yours, that belongs to the Jews? You're a Christian. You said you're a Christian. So the Old Testament is not yours. The Christians stole it from the Jews. It's a history of the Jewish people. And predictions about the arrival of their Messiah, who still hasn't come yet, according to them. But if you say, I'll tell you what, hold on a second. You're a Christian. I just want to hear, I'll give you a minute here. We got to take a break. You think about this question, because what I'd like to know, Justin, is if you're really a follower of Christ. From what you've told me so far, you're not. You're a hypocrite. And Jesus is going to put you in the deepest, hottest part of hell when you die. But we'll talk about it when we come back.
Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and the proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Need some wood?
All right, it's 10 before the hour. We're talking with Justin, who's called in from Texas. All right, Justin, what about this turn the other cheek thing?
Well, you know how you said that Jesus is going to beat his darkest pits of hell? I'm not the one that took lives. I'm just the one saying if you kill, you deserve the same death.
Well, you can't. Now, come on, you're a Baptist. You can't contain inside your soul one belief and demonstrate a different with your actions. That's the worst blasphemy there is. That's called hypocrisy. Yeah. Let me. This is from the Sermon on the Mount. Listen up. This is Jesus talking. You have heard it. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Now that sounds to me like Jesus is saying to his followers, this is what you need to do to get into heaven. Do you agree or you disagree?
I agree, but here's my other thing.
No, there's no but when you're debating with Jesus. You can't do that.
I'm not going to be debating Jesus, but I'm saying here's a saying that I have too. It agrees with Jesus. Always forgive your enemies. Nothing takes them off worse.
Well, Jesus didn't say that. That sounds like something Al Franken might have said, but.
Yeah, but that's something I say. I'm saying always forgive your enemies. That's worst way.
All right. Well, listen, we got sidetracked. Why did you call in tonight, Justin?
Well, why I called in tonight is because I had a gay cowboy movie coming out. I mean, I'm from Texas. There's a lot of cowboys here. If you say you're gay, you're just walking on eggshells for the rest of your life. I mean, I was raised, like I said, in a Christian family and everything.
Yeah.
And we're very strict. If you go against God's divine plan, Adam and Eve, not Dan and Steve, you're just out of the family. You're no more. My brother ended up turning out to be gay.
Well, y'all are going to murder him, aren't you?
No, he was kicked out of our family. Literally.
Kicked out of the family. Well, then you have murdered him. How does that feel, murdering your own brother? Isn't that in the Bible? That's in the Old Testament when Cain slew Abel. And what happened to Cain? He was banished and sent to the land of Nod, which is east of Eden.
What I'm saying is, what brother? Because if I had a brother, he wouldn't go against God's divine.
Well, let me ask you something. Where does Jesus say, don't be queer?
Let's see. When did God create another man?
No, don't do that.
Jesus.
No, wait a minute. See, you keep going back to the Jewish thing. Forget that. You're a Christian. When did Jesus say, when did he gather his disciples or his
father? No, Almighty Creator.
Come on, Justin, hold on. But God was his daddy. So when did Jesus gather up all of his disciples and followers and say, look, now, you know, I've been preaching to you for a year, and they're about to murder me on the cross, so I want you to get one thing straight. No matter what else happens, don't ever let the queers get the upper hand. When did he say that? When did Jesus even mention homosexuality? And let me ask you something else. I want you to think real hard. I have been taught that Jesus walked around the Middle East with 12 men. And he did that for a year. Do you think any of those 12 might have been gay? They were just common folk. Fishermen. I think one was an animal herder. Do you think any of those 12 might have been gay?
Depends on what he saw within his eyes, but I was...
No. But I mean a definition you and I would agree when we're talking about gay. Do you think maybe Andrew was gay? How about James? What about Simon? What about Judas?
No.
Maybe Judas turned him in because of unrequited love. Maybe Judas, made a move on Jesus. And Jesus said, no thanks. I've got this thing for Mary Magdalene here. And Judas got so angry, he went to the Romans and said, come and get this guy. Is that a possibility? That's all I'm asking you, Justin.
I'm not sure. You have to be born in that time period or have one hell of a mind to be able to pick that thing up.
Well, amen and amen and amen. The point I'm trying to make, though, Justin, is that, Jesus, see, I know the Bible. I was brought up Baptist, too, pal. I was brought up Southern Baptist. And I know the Bible. You can't out-Bible me. If you try...
I was almost raised Amish, so...
Okay, but if you try to out-Bible me, you're going to sprain something. So don't even try. But what I'm trying to say is, in all those Sunday school classes and Vacation Bible School and all those Wednesday night prayer meetings and all those church services I went to Sunday morning, Sunday night, I never once, ever, ever, and my grandmother used to make me read the Bible, I have read the entire Bible. And other than some admonition about a man not spilling his seed on the ground, which seems to me to be an admonition against masturbation, and something in there about a man shall not lay with a man the way he lies with a woman, but I think that had to do with the propagation of Jewish tribes who were trying to survive up against all the Midianites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hellishites and all those tribes. And I think what Moses was saying, look, we need more soldiers, kind of like Bush. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but...
All right, let me, one last thing. Why did
my grandmother's last words?
Yeah.
Don't tell me your grandmother's last words.
Kill the queers?
No, her last words, her dying last words is, you boys better not turn out to be gay.
Oh, well, what happened to your brother? Why did your brother choose to be gay, Justin?
I don't know. He went up to Houston, came back faggy.
Well, Houston will do that. Houston will do that to you, bro.
Born, raised, loving on girls all down here.
Houston will do that to you. Justin, it's been a slice of heaven talking to you. I want you to think about what we talked about just a little bit, though, okay?
You have a nice evening.
Find a passage in the Bible where Jesus warns against queers and call me back. Thanks, Justin. Take care. Drive safe. God loves you.
Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Iraqi expatriates have started voting in advance of Thursday's historic parliamentary elections in their homeland. In the U.S., Iraqi nationals started voting at 8 polling places across the country. In Dearborn, Michigan, home to the country's largest Iraqi-American population, voters raised their purple ink-stained fingers after casting their ballots. As many as 20,000 Iraqis may have voted in Michigan on Tuesday. On the eve of parliamentary elections in Iraq, President Bush will make another major speech today. It will be the last of 4 speeches designed to buck up dwindling U.S. public support for the war.
This kind of pulls it all together and talks about why we are in Iraq, why it's so important, and what the stakes are.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan rejected growing criticism from Democrats and insisted that the president has outlined a clear strategy for victory in Iraq. A London newspaper is reporting the U.S. and Britain could start withdrawing troops from Iraq as early as March next year. It comes as members of the Iraqi military begin voting ahead of this Thursday's nationwide election to choose a full-term government. John Tarrant reports.
The Times of London says British and American officials regard this week's election for Iraq's first 4-year parliament as the green light to begin a pullout. The newspaper quotes an unnamed Western diplomat who says the pullback will happen progressively over the next year. The paper says Britain's Defence Ministry won't confirm the March 2006 date, saying the plan is for a gradual withdrawal of troops from Iraq based on conditions rather than specific dates. The Pentagon says it'll assess the situation quickly after Thursday's vote, and commanders on the ground could make a recommendation as early as this month on whether and when to cut the American force. John Terrett reporting.
Hundreds of police are patrolling the streets of Sydney, Australia, in an effort to prevent further racial violence. Islamic youth leader Fadi Abdul Rahman says many Muslims are made to feel like criminals.
These kids are feeling frustrated and anger. There's a feeling of despair. They've been treated as big criminals, kids of especially of Middle Eastern background have been laid on the floor like they have committed murders.
Gangs have attacked people, smashed cars, and hurled rocks in 2 nights of clashes in Sydney's suburbs. Americans will travel in record numbers this holiday season. AAA estimates 63.5 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home during the week that runs from Christmas to New Year's. That represents an increase of 1.7% over last year's numbers. AAA says even more people will travel despite sharp increases in hotel rates, airfares, car rental costs, and gas prices. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For 1 low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention, if you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
The hour. Now, I don't want to challenge you, Justin, if you're still listening out there, but are we to believe that the granny's dying words were, listen up, sonny. Don't go to Houston and come back all faggy, thud. Granny? Granny? Is that what Grandma said? Don't go up to Houston and come back all faggy. Bud. Phew. Those are hard sayings, Justin. Really are. It isn't the pendulum swinging to and fro, but the essence that drives it that makes us go. Brother Dave. Let me see if I get any emails from anybody who knows who Brother Dave is. It's appropriate to mention Brother Dave. He's dead, just like Richard Pryor is dead. Brother Dave was who he was. I'm not going to give you a clue. Richard Pryor and Eugene McCarthy died over the weekend, as you all know. And there's nothing I can add to the tributes that have been posted all over newspapers, magazines, radio, television, the internet about the importance of both of these men. So I will just take note of their passing and move on. Craig writes in from Boone. I've got two emails here and then back to your phone calls. Craig writes in from Boone, North Carolina. That's it. After the idiot-in-chief's speech in Philadelphia today, I have snapped. I simply cannot take any more of the massive, unrelenting stupidity of this petulant, arrogant frat punk. Erupting up and seeping around and through his pathological, continuous lying, which attempts to cover up this failed attempt at being a human's pervasive crimes and overt cronyism, while urinating and defecating all over our Constitution, which this cretin has apparently called a damned piece of paper. Well, actually, Craig, he called it a goddamn piece of paper. I'm so very indescribably sick of Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Rice, Bolton, Scotty, Melman, Rove, and the rest of these brown shirts, aren't you? Yes. Deeply, passionately, abidingly. This is from Alice in New York City. Hi, Mike. I spoke to my cousin in New Orleans tonight. When I asked her what actions we who live elsewhere could take to help, she said the two most important things are, one, get senators and members of Congress to come to New Orleans to see the 80% of the city which is destroyed and where nothing is happening. And two, push senators and members of Congress to establish a single levee board to repair the levees because there is not currently enough coordination. She added the following. 80% of the city is destroyed. 60 to 70,000 people are currently living in the city compared to the 500,000 before Katrina. There is still a curfew in the city from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., and this is enforced at rifle point by National Guard soldiers. This is very difficult for French Quarter bars and restaurants. Almost all the fast food restaurants in the city are open, but only for drive-in service because there are not enough poor people to hire to serve as waiters inside. The reason there are not enough poor people to employ is, of course, there's no housing for them. Some information on education in New Orleans, Alice writes. Tulane University has permanently canceled many of its engineering training programs. Two medical schools at Tulane and LSU are in jeopardy because their two teaching hospitals were destroyed in the hurricane. Newman, a long-established private high school in New Orleans, has fired 80% of its faculty. Primarily faculty have taught there for 20 or more years. These people are mostly in their 50s and 60s. And last, no public schools are open in the city. Five elementary schools have been taken over and opened as charter schools by several institutions, including Tulane University. From Alice, in her last name, in New York City. Okay, let's go to the phone calls. Shall we talk with Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, did you have the procedure you told us about?
Yep.
They roto-rooted your carotids?
Yep.
Sure and enough. And what did they find in there?
I don't know. Whatever it was, they took it out.
They took it? You didn't get a souvenir?
No.
All right, how are you feeling?
Fair to middle infernal, lady. I need to reorder some new starch.
Starch?
I get going and, I kind of sit back down for a while. And I can find a quarter for at least 3 weeks. I can't drive.
Well, that's the aftermath of the general anesthesia probably, right?
Well, I don't know exactly. Well, major surgery, I guess you could call it major surgery.
Yeah, I would think.
Kind of takes the starch out of your whatever.
Well, how long?
A little bit.
How long were you in the hospital?
Let's see. When angiogram was Wednesday, surgery was Thursday. Came home Saturday.
Were you ready to come home, or was this one of those deals where they say, "Okay, your insurance only pays for 2 days, so you're out of here"?
Sort of some of that.
Some of that. All right. Now, how are you getting around at home? I know you live by yourself.
Well, in the house, I'm doing all right. I got a neighbor that. Going to take me to the grocery store tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm going to find out about Meals on Wheels, which is going to take care of part of that.
Right.
And but I got to tell you.
Okay, enough about you, right? Okay, go ahead.
Your listeners are so warm-hearted and generous.
Yeah, what happened?
I got a stack of letters and I got letters. I got stacks and stacks of letters.
They sent you cards and letters?
Oh, they sure did, honey.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You sound surprised.
Well, not really. I you know, this is a pretty good crew that listens to the program. For those who don't know, we put Marge's post office box out on the airwaves here because she asked for maybe some smart-assy kind of cards to help her recover, and apparently you got a few, huh?
Yeah, I sure did, and it's going to take me a while because, you know, I can't get out and buy stamps and notepaper and stuff like that, but the ones that got addresses, I'm going to send them back.
Well, that's great.
A note or two.
Well, that's
you
great.
Know, from Maine to California, I mean, they came in from all over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
And there was one lady, well, there's two that I have to acknowledge.
Okay.
First of all, I hadn't heard from him in a long while, and I kind of wondered. He used to call all the time when you were in Chicago, and that's Lance and Iditos.
Oh, Lance in Manhattan.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Oh, no kidding. He says, why the hell, you know, Indiana's a Confederate state, and why am I living on the border of Illinois?
Lance is a good guy. He's a piece of work. He's a genuine human being.
I always enjoy his phone calls, but I guess his schedule is such that he has to listen on White Rose, and so he doesn't get a chance to call in. But it was good to hear that he's still, alive and kicking.
Yep.
And then there was a lady from, where is she from? North Carolina. Her name is Ann.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me, looks like computer generated, a picture of Bush sitting across from the former Pope. And you know how he used to rest his forehead in his hand?
Oh, yeah, and the Pope is saying, I can't believe how stupid this guy is?
Yeah. You've seen that one.
I've seen it, Marge.
And have you heard the one about the Bush clock? I hadn't heard that one.
The Bush clock?
Clock, yeah.
Oh, the one in heaven?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard that one, too.
Yeah. I came home that night and I laughed out loud, and I really appreciated that. Lest I forget, though, before I get rattling off on something here, something I heard on the TNV tonight, that because so many of us are apt to be warming up our credit cards, guess what? The banking rules are going to change the 1st of January.
Uh-huh.
And the minimum payments are going to double.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
That's part of the I'm sure not part of, but it has to do with the new bankruptcy laws that say, you know, you can't escape from bankruptcy.
No, and we're going to make it easier for you to go into bankruptcy by doubling the amount that you have to send us every month.
Which I believe bankruptcy is Old Testament law. That's Mosaic law. That's the clearing off the debts every 7 years, as the Hebrew God ordered. But I guess these modern-day Christians are wiser than the Hebrew God who ordered such a thing to happen, and so they've decided to thwart that. I had a caller here just a few minutes ago from Texas, Marge, who was a Baptist, and that's the reason I
love that. You know, he says, when you ask him, are you a Christian? He says, I'm Baptist, and I thought, oh, okay.
There is a difference.
When he was talking about going up to Houston and getting all faggy, maybe that's what happened to Kenny Boy. He's been going around making speeches saying that, you know, how could he be convicted of something he didn't know was going on? Well, if he was supposed to be in charge, and if he didn't know what was going on, he was either stupid or, lying. You know, you take your pick.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now listen.
But of course, his name is Lay, so I mean.
That's right. All right, now listen, Marge. We're going to take a break here, so I'm going to let you go because I want you to relax and recover. And I'm glad to hear you got through it okay.
Yeah, well, I got to go back next month for the other side, so I'm not done yet.
Oh, you got the other side to do, too.
Yeah, doesn't that sound like fun?
You want some more cards then, right?
Well, I would never say no to love letters. I mean, gee whiz, smart-ass love letters. I'll vote for that.
Well, I think we still have your address up on our website. So anybody who, you're only halfway through, all you people that wrote to Marge, halfway through, they got the primary highway last week. They're going to get the secondary highway when, next week?
Not till next month, because I got to wait till they got to wait till I can stand up and make a fist, you know.
Well, that's true.
And then call me back in, and then we'll knock you back down on your butt again.
That sounds like what they do. Marge, take it easy. Call me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care.
What is your run anyway?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 131-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm in a car wreck. Yeehaw! I don't even drive, no, no. That's going up to Houston, get all faggot.
I don't even drive.
Kirk emailed in about Justin. He says, Mike, I think he has a few more problems than the gay brother. I'm a Texan, too. If Justin thinks Houston turned his brother gay, he should really stay away from Dallas. If he looks upon Dallas, instead of becoming a pillar of salt, he may become well-dressed, have better diction, and more girlfriends. And this is from somebody who wrote in, just ran across this quote on the internet. Quote, the Bible contains 6 admonishments to homosexuals and 362 admonishments to heterosexuals. That doesn't mean that God doesn't love heterosexuals. It just means that they need more supervision. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, because I know there's an awful lot of suffering that people go through who happen to be gay because of the society we live in and their own conflicts and the fear. But folks who are homophobic, not to the point of violence, although any homophobia, I guess, even if it's just thought, is a form of violence. But there is a deep vein, a very dark, perverse humor that somehow resides in homophobic folks. Now, I realize that deep vein of dark humor can turn murderous at the drop of a hat. I understand that, or drop of a belt, or drop of pants, or, you know, whatever. But there's something about the homophobes that is funny, as long as they stay away. I mean, it's funny from a distance. If you get up close, it has kind of a rank smell to it, and, you know, kind of ugly. Back to the phones, please. Thank you very much. Linda is calling from Castro, New York. Linda, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, it's been great. I've been working on a final art project while I've been listening to you.
Oh, great.
I have to say first that I'm so honored to be speaking with you. And, of course, I am calling from Casper, Wyoming, where men are men and sheep are very afraid.
Yes, so, yes.
So Justin in Texas is, I'm very familiar with that type.
Yeah.
I have a couple of things.
Oh, wait a minute. Linda, I said you were calling from Castro, New York. You're calling from Castro, Wyoming.
Casper, Wyoming, the home of...
Casper, Wyoming. My
yeah,
bad.
Casper, Wyoming.
Oh, okay, I got it now.
First, Barbara Cuban, male genitals are absolutely sacrosanct in Casper and in Wyoming. And I have to tell Justin that. And our congresswoman, Barbara Cuban, celebrates male genitalia and has done so for many years. When she was at the state legislature, she made penis cookies.
All right, now hold on. I got to do a break. I hear the music. Stay there. I want to hear about the penis cookies and your member of Congress. Stay right there, Linda. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The siren of the ambulance, the death pound of the cops. Chalked to mark the outline where the boy first drops. Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love. the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess. Just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The press missed the mark this week in covering Tookie Williams' plea to halt his execution. The real story wasn't the celebrities who lined up to support him. It wasn't whether he'd redeemed himself through his anti-gang work. It wasn't even the outrageous racial skew to the people we send to death row. The real question is this. Is the death penalty even moral? The answer is no. Thinking people from across the political and religious spectrum agree, from conservative Senator Sam Brownback to religious leaders. This month's Mother Jones features the story of Catholics who are standing up to protest capital punishment. The essence is this. The act of killing another person is never justified, even as justice for a barbaric act. It demeans us as a society. This is the message our elected officials should hear.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Flying Monkey Right Blues, here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, back to Linda, who has called in from Casper, Wyoming. Now, you were talking about cookies baked in the shape of a penis by a female member.
I swear, Mike, that it was a penis cake.
Oh, a cake.
But in fact, I thought I saw a picture of her proudly showing her cooking skills to members of the state legislature, but people tell me that it was that, well, maybe she did both, but I understand, and I'd love to find out from your people out there on the web who really know how to find out these things. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that she was baking penis cookies for her colleagues in Congress, and so I was really interested to find out if that was true. You know, she is a homemaker and I'm sure a very good hostess, and so I think it would be...
Who is this?
Barbara Cuban.
Barbara Cuban, she's a member of the U.S. Congress?
Yeah, and she was one of the 20 who voted for delay during that debacle when there was a vote taken to... Uh-huh. Remember that?
I
heard it on your show, and I went and looked. And she was indeed one of the 20 who voted to uphold him as an upstanding member of Congress.
Yeah, well, and she may... Well, I'm just trying to figure out why... do you have any idea why she would bake a penis cake? Or, what's up with that?
I don't know. I just think that she's an idiot. And she went to a very good school. She's a chemist. But she said that she was a ditto head, and she was proud to be one.
And she
baked. I guess that's what ditto heads do.
They bake penis cakes. Oh my God! Oh God!
But the real reason that I called.
Yeah. Let's get to that.
the real reason I called was the redistricting.
Yeah.
You know, when DeLay was indicted, I was a very happy camper.
Uh-huh.
And I had thought, of course, it wouldn't happen, but redistricting and the gerrymandering, which has gone on in this country since we were inaugurated, you know, uh-huh, some time ago, this is so blatant, and it's now going to the Supreme Court.
Yes, it is, and I just can't wait to see. This is the second time, the first time being the Bush-Gore situation in Florida, where the Supreme Court has agreed to inject itself into what is essentially a state political issue. So I'm happy that they have decided, but I'm going to be very upset if the ruling is not the way the ruling should be.
Well, you know, philosophically, if we look at this, what would the ramifications be if, and I'm very jaundiced, and listening to you, I know that you're very pragmatic, if everything that has happened in the Congress is based upon, or a lot of it is based upon, the jerry-rigging that has gone on in the Texas political scene.
Mm-hmm.
And if it by any stretch of the imagination was to be overturned, what would the ramifications be for legislation and so forth?
Well, you mean if the Supreme Court declares what delay financed and mm-hmm. the Texas legislature did, if they declare that to be unconstitutional, it reverts back. Now, I may be wrong on this, but I think it just reverts back to whatever the districting was prior to this criminal act of denying the people of Texas fair representation in the U.S. Congress. And at that point, it goes back to what it was, and all those districts that existed in a certain configuration before DeLay and his thugs did this will reemerge, and I would imagine it's back to elections to straighten it out. Now, I think that's the case. I don't know how it couldn't be, because what the Supreme Court does is rule on the constitutionality of something, and if they decide it's not constitutional, then it is overturned. It is reversed, and I think I'm right on this. So
I'm sure that you are. You know, I was just really hoping that a lot of the cockamamie things that Congress has done would be reversed as well, because it would be, my theory is, and I'm no legal person, but a lot of the laws which have been passed by Congress are based upon an illegal representation based upon the jerry-rigging.
That's a good point. I don't know how far the Supreme Court would allow it to go, though. The laws that have been passed as a result of representatives who come from districts that were configured illegally, I don't know. I don't know what would happen. It's usually up to the Justice Department to rule on whether or not, especially in southern states, because of the history here in the South of denying people, black people, the right to vote, using any possible means of denying. And I think 12, 13, 14 states that comprise, for the most part, the old Confederacy are still under a federal court order that any time they redistrict or change their rules, as happened here in Georgia when they tried to institute what in effect was a poll tax, it has to go for review before the Justice Department Civil Rights Division, and they make a decision as to whether or not what that southern state has just done is in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. So I think what will probably happen if Texas law is overturned, the Tom DeLay law is overturned, I think that, as I said, it revert back to the districts prior to his doing this, or the Texas legislature doing this. But as far as whatever laws were passed or votes that were taken when it was gerrymandered to the point where it made no sense, I don't think anything can happen.
Well, at least he would get a preliminary spanking before he goes in
to prison.
I
want to see him go to prison. I want Tom DeLay and Rush Limbaugh to share a cell. Linda, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you checking in.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. Rand is calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Rand, welcome to the program. Let's get Rand up.
I'm a nurseryman here in Santa Fe.
Is it Rand or Randy?
Rand.
Rand, R-A-N-D. Okay, Rand.
R-A-N-D. We actually talked a very long time ago. There's no reason why you should remember.
Well,
also,
I was looking at your name, and I thought, you know, that looks familiar. But here you are again.
I'm also an ex-gay, by the way. I used to be a fundamentalist Christian years ago, and I was, as a queer, I was part of the ex-gay movement briefly, and then became an ex-gay. And as luck would have it, my aunt was murdered by a serial killer. So I've been feeling very connected to your program.
Yeah, I guess you would. So you're just an out and proud gay man now whose aunt was murdered by a serial killer.
That's correct.
Okay, well, that's cool. I can handle that.
But the reason I'm calling is that a website called www.grain.org just was quoted in a seed catalog out of the Ozarks. But in saying that one of the 100 orders that L. Paul Bremer left behind him when he left Baghdad in June 2004 was an Order 81 that makes it illegal for Iraqi farmers to plant and share from community to community.
That's right.
Traditionally saved seeds that sometimes go back generations. In fact, the only seeds that are now legal for Iraqi farmers to plant are ones that are called protected crop varieties brought into Iraq by transnational corporations in the name of agricultural reconstitution.
Isn't that wonderful? And you know, it's not just Iraq. if you check a little bit further, do some Google research on this, you will find that in, I believe, several states in India, that is the case. It may be broader than several states. In certain countries in Africa, it is becoming the situation. These transnational corporations, these genetic engineering firms, are mostly based, I think, in the United States. We're talking Monsanto.
Yeah.
We're talking Cargill, or Cargill, how do you say it? C-A-R-G-I-L-L, Cargill.
Cargill, yeah.
Cargill, Monsanto. We're talking the big Archer Daniels Midland. These huge conglomerates who want to control how people produce food, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's just astonishing. Just astonishing.
And make people completely dependent upon these corporations.
Right. Not only that, but, you know, when you take away biodiversity and you have a certain genetic structure of all corn on the planet, then if a virus develops that
right.
will attack that corn, that's it. Goodbye, corn. You know, what was corn? Oh, that was, you know, it was a yellow thingy.
But, of course, they also are part connected to the pesticide corporations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because traditionally saved seed crops tend to be more resistant to pests and more drought tolerant and all that stuff. But these imported crops aren't. So in order to get the same amount, you need to pump a lot of artificial fertilizers into the soil, and that is diminishing returns over time. And you also have to pesticide the crap out of everything.
Isn't it horrible?
So we're not only destroying, you know, their population, slaughtering their population, we're also making it illegal for them to plant their own seeds that might go back thousands of years. Once they're gone, Mike, they're gone forever.
I know. You said you're a farmer?
No, I work for a garden center. I've been a garden writer for many years. And
I was going to say, my God, we're talking gay cowboys, now we have a gay farmer?
No, I wish. Although, you know, I do know a gay cowboy here, and he's pretty hot, I got to tell you.
I'll bet he is.
Thanks, Mike.
Don't be a stranger. All right. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Need to continue spending money on research and development to find ways to make corn economic.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to our New York crew again this evening, Justin Yuen, Jason Isaac, and Eli Smith, who all engineered this program. Dee Neal is our associate producer in the home office, maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Also, thanks to our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and the militant mods at mikemalloy.com on the comments board there. Check it out, check it out. Ben Birch at whiterosesociety.org, and our music bureau chief, Jim, in Arkansas. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Let's go to Irwin, who is calling in from New York City. Irwin, welcome to the program.
Flushing, New York City, home of the New York Mets.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Yeah, look, I want to talk about hypocrisy and homosexuality. You know, there was a congressman named Robert Bauman from Maryland.
Yeah.
A reactionary of the worst sort in the 80s. He really despised the gays until one day the police from Washington and Maryland picked them up on a gay sting. They sent out young policemen posing as homosexual prostitutes. Mm-hmm. I guess they picked up Robert Bauman, although later he said it was due to alcoholism that he had it. Then how about the mayor of Spokane, Washington recently?
Yeah.
Another right-wing conservative who was playing the gay game. And then, of course, there's Mel Gibson. Passion of Jesus, did you see the movie?
No, I try to stay away from pornography.
Well, I'll tell you, since I'm with Uncle Mel, he played in a horrible movie, the first time I ever saw him, called Lethal One, where he parades naked across the movie lot.
Yeah.
Another one in Gallipoli, which, by the way, was a great anti-war movie, Gallipoli.
Oh, yeah, no, Gallipoli I liked. That was a great movie.
But he swims bare-ass. Then the great movie, Braveheart, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
You have him showing their backside. In fact, Premier Magazine said that was the biggest wound in the history of all movies, Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ. And a word to Justin, the fellow who spoke to you about an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
I want to do a little word. His name is Bobby Valentine, the manager of the Mets. Bought the Mets the pennant after 14 years.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he said it's time to have gays in baseball, open gays.
Yeah.
And there was a wonderful man. I didn't agree with Barry Goldwater. But Barry Goldwater is a true cowboy, a great photographer, a man who fought, I believe, in two wars, a man of the plains, a man who owned the ranch. He found out that his grandson was gay.
That's right, he did.
And what he did, he sat down with, I think his grandson was named Scott.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Scott, what is it all about? I want to meet some of your friends. And he met a number of friends. It's interesting that when he was called in front of Congress about the don't ask, don't tell, he said, let the gays in as long as they can shoot straight.
And you know the weird part? You don't let the gays into anything. The gays have always been there.
And they're going to be there. They're even
forever.
They're even in Houston, Texas, with his faggoty grandma.
Yeah, and I think a couple of the 12 disciples were gay, frankly.
I think you're 100% not right, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you for a very good show.
All right, thanks, everyone. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Norma Jean is calling from New York City. Norma Jean, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Norma Jean. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm calling because of what you said about New Orleans. And I just found out that Texas has revenues, oil revenues, they get 100%. And Louisiana has $50 billion a year, and they get 0%. They could restore New Orleans. They could give back to their own people. And who's taking that money? I think of Congress stealing from our Indians. Is there something ugly about this, too?
Yeah, I think so.
Could you find out, please?
I'll check it out.
And did it start when Bush came to office?
I'm not sure. I'll have to do some research. Well,
and I'll
do
pray for you to find out and for Marge, too.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
Thanks, Norma Jean. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. Darren is calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Darren, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Darren?
Not too bad. This guy from Texas is a popular guy tonight. He's got a lot of calls about him. But I guess my comment is, why do these people like him who think that way believe that people turn gay? Has it ever occurred to them that they're just that way? It's just a biological...
Well,
my
quick answer is because people who say being gay is a choice are people who recognize within themselves the potential to be gay and see it as a choice. They don't see it as this is where I was created and I've been fighting, or this is the way I'm structured. I've been fighting this all my life. They see it as when they get sexually aroused by the presence of a naked man or fantasies about sex with a man, they don't see that as being a biological imperative. They see it as a choice. Otherwise, they have to see it as a choice. Otherwise, they can't suppress it within themselves. So they project that onto everybody else. And this is 10-cent bullcrap on my part, but this is the only thing I can come up with. They project that off onto other people and say, well, therefore, it must be a choice for everybody because it's a choice for me.
And they just can never admit it, like, what's that one guy's name, Scott Mellman?
Well, I think so. Or for that matter, Scott McClellan. I mean, there's so many people in government who are working actively in the Republican Party to suppress the truth of homosexuality being just nothing. It's just a form of sexuality, who themselves are tend towards homosexuality. See, I believe sexuality exists on a sliding scale. Anyway, given the right circumstances, people can be whatever people will be.
Exactly.
But that's a whole different story. Darren, I have to leave it there. I'm sorry,
okay,
pal.
Man.
Thanks
Thank
for checking
you.
In. You have a nice evening. Yeah, if I notice that men turn me on, then I've got to say immediately, oh, God, that's a choice, and I'm going to make that choice, and then I project it on everybody else. Well, all these queers must be choosing it. You see what I'm saying? Hey, thanks for participating tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
A good news story from AliveGoodNews.com.
I'm passionate about two things, motorcycles and my grandchildren. But for the past 3 years, I've suffered from arthritis. The pain caused me to lose strength in my arms, and I couldn't pick up my grandchildren. My doctor suggested I try Aleve, and I definitely noticed the difference. With the pain gone, I've got the energy to pick up my grandchildren and have fun. It's fantastic.
Aleve invites you to share your good news at AliveGoodNews.com.
Use it directed for minor arthritis pain.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings.